This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for July 2011. How does music play a part of Dr. Richard Feynman's life as a physicist, and what instrument did he play? As a young child, Richard Feynman took piano lessons. Even though he did not enjoy piano lessons, he did have an obsession with rhythm throughout his life. James Gleick, in his book Genius, The Life and Science of Richard Feynman, said that rhythm was a drug and a lubricant for Richard Feynman. And his thoughts would spill out and flow with variegated drum beat that his friends noticed spilling out of his fingertips, restlessly tapping on desks and notebooks. Feynman had a feeling for rhythm and would absent-mindedly drum his fingers against walls and wastepaper baskets, irritating his roommates and study partners. His tapping of complicated rhythms stimulated the inner workings of his mind in his study of math and physics. While a graduate student was reading out loud the poetry of Edith Sitwell, with her flamboyant diction and jazzy rhythms, Feynman suddenly caught on to it. He took the book and started reciting gleefully the following words. Rhythm might be described as to the world of sound what light is to the world of sight. To Feynman, his thoughts were transmitted to him by rhythm. It was his lifeline to mathematics and science. He enjoyed playing samba rhythms, jazz, and complex two-handed polyrhythms. James Gleick, author of Genius, said that Feynman's rhythm taught him the trick of mental arithmetic, mastering arts of differentiation and integration, and how to keep track of time in his head. Let's try and see what it sounds like.